Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Hi, and welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of psychic vampire repellent spray. Is there a person in your life who causes you nothing but stress and grief, yet you can't seem to get them out of your head? That's a psychic vampire.
That's the bit that got me. Why am I going to get a psychic attack? Does that mean that someone's like attacking me without me knowing about it? Are they attacking me psychically? Like that shit sounds fucking dark.
It's got to be placebo, hasn't
it?
You think? Oh, shut up. Yes, can you manufacture Reiki, moonlight and love in a factory and put it in a bottle?
Nothing wrong with spraying a bit of Reiki around my aura. Is that the best sentence you've ever heard me say?
It's not a sentence that I ever really imagined you saying.
You definitely wouldn't say it.
I definitely wouldn't say it, no.
It always makes me laugh when I say it.
Yes.
I mean, the shit that we have tried on this show.
This is probably up there.
It really is. It's all out there.
Out there, up there.
In there, on there.
Review of the week.
Have we got any reviews this week, Lauren?
We have got two of the most fabulous reviews.
Oh, we've got two. Lovely.
Okay, here's the first one. It's entitled Absolutely Fantastic. I've heard many self-care books and podcasts over the years, as self-care is a subject I generally like to research and learn from. This podcast is in the top three of the best podcasts I have ever heard.
Oh, wow.
I've already learned so much from these two lovely ladies. It is funny. I love their humour. They tell about their private experiences and where they are in life, and it's just very honest. I absolutely love that they also tell openly about what went great during the week, but also about what they found difficult. It's such an inspiration, and some of the thoughts they have make me feel not that different from others. We all have concerns and worries in life, and the thoughts we have are totally normal. It's all about testing different self-care subjects and not to be afraid that it's perfect from the beginning, but it's a process and we learn something new every day and every time we practice. It gives you inspiration how to navigate in some of the things you find difficult in life, and it's okay to take care of yourself. Thank you, ladies. Love, Steen from Denmark.
Oh, how gorgeous.
Thank you, Steen.
And it is okay to take care of yourself.
Totes.
And that's actually one of the main parts of this podcast that we want to get out there, isn't it? That it's so vital to put yourself first at times.
And not selfish.
No, vital, necessary.
And now we have got our second review from another man.
What do you mean, another man?
Well, we had a man a few weeks ago and we were very excited because...
Was it Gary?
I think it was Gary. Gary, when shall we marry? And now we've got Clive.
Clive
Maxheath.
Oh, I know Clive.
You do?
I do know Clive. Well, he is a fellow... Thank you, Clive. I know this guy. We trained together as coaches.
Okay. say?
This is very lovely.
Well, Clive says, my wife suddenly began introducing all kinds of new self-care practices. And after some direct questioning, I managed to get to the bottom of it. With regards to the 24/7 demand of the times we find ourselves in, could the arrival of this podcast be more timely? Nicole and Lauren are not only brilliant interviewers, but lead the way with their various self-care experiments, dropping their own wisdom bombs as they roll. Pitched at the right level, this podcast is an inspiration when it comes to the vital practice of self-care. Simply listen to this pod, get off the sideline, get stuck in, and find out what works for you.
Oh, I love it. Clive, thank you. Much appreciated for that gorgeous review. He does always text me every now and then to say, my wife is now talking about joining a choir or or whatever it is we're doing that week. So yes, that was lovely. Lovely reviews. Please keep those coming in. As I say every week, and I'm going to say it again this week, it is so important for us and it tells Apple that we're doing a great thing. And it means that this show gets to more and more ears just by your reviews. So please keep them coming in. So should we get on with the show?
Yes.
How are you feeling since we did the psychic vampire repellent spray?
Well.
Are you well?
I'm well. I have moved the bottle to my downstairs toilet.
As have I. I totally copied you.
Yes. I noticed it was also in yours because I feel like if there is any toxicity in my household with three sons, that's where it is, in the downstairs toilet.
Well, you don't have to have three sons for there to be nastiness.
Three sons. It could do with a bit of D untoxifying in there. So I've left it in there.
Also, it smells really nice.
That was the point.
Oh, right. But it does, it can take away any unpleasantness.
That's why it's in the downstairs loo. But I thought, I need to like test this out, you know, give it another opportunity. So my husband had a tennis match and it was quite an important one because it was for, you know, they've got a whole...
Wimbledon.
Not Wimbledon, no, just at his sports...
How important
at his
was
at his sports club. Oh. You know, and it was...
Does he compete, your husband?
Yeah,
tennis?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does. And
so what, he was playing for his club?
Yeah.
So he's club level.
He used to be county level.
Did he?
Yeah. But anyway, it was an important match. And just before he left, he was like, oh, this guy I'm playing, he wants to bring a friend with. And I said no, because I know he's only going to bring the friend to try and psych me out.
Yeah.
And I was like, hang on, I'm going to give you the upper hand. And I went into the loo and I was like, stand there. And I sprayed it and I said, say these four words, defend, protect, reflect. What's the other one? Can't remember.
Defend, protect, something, reflect.
Something, reflect. And I sprayed it and I said, say these words and walk through the spritz. And then I just liberally sprayed him with it. And I was like, now go and win the match.
Off into the sunset. Did he not think that was...
Finchley to play the match. Anyway.
Did he not like bring any resistance to the fact that you were spraying this purple spray all over
him? No, he was into it. He was into it.
He was into it?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Anyway.
I wouldn't have thought he would be.
No, neither would I. But he was in that moment.
Considering he asked you the name of your podcast the other day.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
What's the name of that podcast you do again? Anyway. Came home. I was like, well, were you triumphant? He went, no.
Oh.
I had to give him the match. I pulled my calf muscle halfway through and I couldn't play anymore. I was like, oh, this stuff is this stuff is shit. That's it. Staying in the loo.
Are we actually blaming the spray?
No, we're not blaming the spray. We're just saying it doesn't work.
I have a very different story.
Come on then.
My entire family are now hooked on it.
Are they?
So your genius idea of putting it in a public space that everybody uses is brilliant. Otherwise, it would have sat by my nightstand and it would have seen the light of day ever again.
Mm.
Now, the girls go in there in the morning, they give themselves a spritz.
Do they say the words?
They say the, well, Daisy does. Yeah. I'm not sure my younger one will.
Okay.
And it's now becoming a bit of part of our morning routine.
Wow.
And then the other morning...
Yeah.
Daisy got in the car and we were driving to school. She's like, oh, I'm like, what? She goes, I haven't sprayed the spray. I said, you'll be fine. She goes, no, mummy, no, I'm going to have a bad day. You've got to turn around. I said, you know what? We don't need the spray just to, we can have a good day without it.
Oh my God. Maybe you've got to buy another bottle for the car now.
So she's like, what are we going to do when it runs out? Because you said that it was out of stock.
Yeah.
She's already like, she's totally into it.
And I'll donate you my bottle. Okay. That's what we'll do when it runs out. And I'll just buy some air freshener for my downstairs loo. How about that?
Because this is quite an expensive air freshener.
It really is, yeah.
She's totally into it.
Okay.
And then the other day, my husband had quite a big meeting. Mm-hmm. And also, because Daisy was spraying it on, and mm-hmm. He said, oh, I've got quite a big day today. And he stood there, mm-hmm. arms spread, legs mm-hmm. spread. He shut his
like
eyes.
Like he was in the airport, being patted down.
Literally, yeah. like in that complete stance.
Okay.
And I sprayed it. Yeah. And I said the four words, yeah. and he was totally in for it.
And how did the big meeting go?
Yeah, it went really well. And he said he had a good day.
Okay.
So I'm telling you.
They are buying into this in the Goodman household.
We are all into it and I love it.
Okay.
I'm loving it.
Okay.
And then the other day I felt a bit low.
Yeah.
Like a bit stressy.
Yeah.
I hadn't had the best of mornings. Mm. Kids playing up, whatever. Mm. Sprayed it. Mm. Honestly, I felt a lot better. I like spraying moonlight and Reiki all over me.
And don't forget the love.
And the love. And the crystals.
Yes.
And the lavender.
Okay. I'm just going to donate you my bottle. I think that's where this is headed.
It's a big bottle. Like, we're not
it's a
running
big
out
bottle.
Of it any soon.
You might be over it by the time
I'm
finish.
Telling you, I'm into this spray.
Okay.
I would definitely buy it for a gift for someone. I think it's a really cute gift.
I would think you're a bit weird if
no, you
bought
wouldn't.
That for me.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You wouldn't if you weren't in this world.
Yeah.
I mean, you would if you were. Yeah, yeah. You weren't in this world.
If I wasn't me doing the job I do with you.
Yeah, if you were still in doula land.
Oh no, the doulas fucking love this shit.
Yeah, but you always
They're
say
all
you're not
that.
A typical doula.
Maybe I should put it in my birth bag and spray the mothers with it.
So of course you should.
That's actually, and also it would smell lovely in the room.
Why would you not do
okay.
that?
Okay, I'm going to do that.
There you go. You've just now found another use for it. I'm telling you, I like this spray.
I might also spray, if I get like a real bitch midwife, I might give it to her a bit of a spritz. See if I can turn her mood around.
You'd have to ask for her consent.
I definitely would. I can't just go spraying members of the NHS liberally. That would, I think, probably be illegal.
No.
I'd have to ask their consent. Would you mind if I spray you with some Reiki love, moonlight and infused crystals?
And you have to say the four words that we can't remember. Defend, protect.
I want to say reflect.
It is reflect.
I can't remember.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, what have our listeners got to say?
Well, funnily enough, they didn't have much to say.
Have any of our listeners tried this spray?
I didn't even ask.
Okay.
All I asked was, have you got any questions about it?
Yeah.
They were literally, do you know how many questions we had?
How many?
Two.
What were the questions?
Which makes me laugh, because normally we are inundated, aren't we? With questions or with feedback or people just wanting to engage with, like literally.
No, everyone was like, okay, you two have gone too far this time. Seriously.
One said, what is it?
Yeah.
So obviously, now you know what it is. And the other one said, what does it smell like?
Lavender.
Yeah. But you'll know that from the main show.
And Reiki.
And Reiki. And moonlight.
Love.
And love.
And love.
And mantras. But mainly lavender.
Yeah.
Anyway, we did have an email in from Alexandra.
Yeah.
She said, your boundary, this has nothing to do with the vampire sprays, by the way. Your boundary episode was well timed. I've just returned to Australia from London and I listened to the podcast on the way to see my dad. I was then presented with a crossroads and I have established a boundary with him, which caused me to leave and cause a pause in our relationship. I'm not sure this would have been possible without that moment listening to you both. So thank you. Thank you for giving me strength.
Oh, wow.
And we had a little bit of an exchange after. I obviously asked her permission to be able to use this and she said yes, but she was very grateful. She said it really needed to happen and I would never have stepped into that if I hadn't have listened to the episode.
Wow. Thank you, Alexandra.
And wishing you well and look after yourself, because what you've done is a very brave, difficult...
Very difficult.
Difficult thing to do. So good for you. Mm. Any more? Did we have any more?
Yes, I had a very sweet one from Catherine, going back to our choir episode. She said, dear Lauren and Nicole, I'm thrilled that you found such joy in your singing lessons and choir. Did you know that in the Bible, the word breath and spirit are the same? Singing is definitely a spiritual experience.
Oh, it is. It is.
A lot of what you were describing resonated with me. I joined a choir just before lockdown and it has been truly good for the soul. Having rehearsed in a park throughout the summer, we are now preparing indoors for our Christmas concert, whose title is Once Again, As in Olden Days. Happy singing, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Oh, and enjoy your Christmas concert.
Yeah, I love that singing is totally a spiritual experience. Did you see an audience with Adele last night?
No, I've seen snippets of it on Instagram, but I haven't watched the whole thing.
Well, same, but I did see snippets of it. Adam was watching it. And the audience were just in their element.
Yeah.
It was just celebrity, wall-to-wall celebrities. Mm. There, every single person that you would recognise, every single person in this audience. It was obviously a very special invite-only situation.
Yes.
But they were loving it. Their eyes were closed. Everyone was belting out the tunes. I mean, everyone was just having the most wonderful time because they were just singing songs that they loved.
I'd like to have been there. It would have been really nice.
It would have been great.
Really fun. I would have like sat on Will Smith's lap or something if there wasn't an extra seat.
Didn't see Will Smith.
I bet he was there.
No, it wasn't like, it wasn't LA.
Where was
celebrity.
It?
What? I don't know where it was. It could have been, I don't know, Royal Albert Hall maybe?
I think it was New York.
No, there were loads of British celebrities there.
Oh, I saw Rosie O'Donnell. She's definitely LA.
Oh, I saw like Mel C. No, Mel B.
She's LA.
Okay. The cast of Ted Lasso, also
LA.
All right.
I think we can say, I think it was in Los Angeles. Therefore, I may go back in time, sit on Will Smith's lap and watch the Adele concert.
Really, Will Smith?
Why not? I don't know. He's just who popped into my head.
I mean, he's rather lovely, especially as Aladdin.
Oh, God.
Did you see Aladdin?
That is not my favourite example of Will Smith.
Have you seen Aladdin?
Seen it. I thought it was one of the poorest things I've ever sat through in all of my days.
What's wrong with you?
It was truly dreadful. He was dreadful. And also, because going on
have
the
back... Have you actually seen it?
I've actually sat in the cinema with it. And especially having seen Robin Williams
Anyone
do
else?
It.
Firstly, the Robin Williams one was animated. Okay, and that was the first of its time, and that was animation, the first type of animation at its time. That took animation to a whole new level.
He was an amazing genie.
He was the best genie ever.
Yeah.
I thought Will Smith did a bloody great job.
I love Will Smith. Don't get me wrong.
And I love Aladdin.
But I thought it was a shit film. Sorry.
I cannot tell you how much I disagree.
Sorry.
It was bloody great. Anyway. How do we get onto that?
I don't know. Should we get on to our challenge of the week?
Self-care club challenge of the week.
Every week we like to bring you the listener into our club so that we bring you a small challenge that you can do the practice that we have tried or are trying so that we can just be together and do it together. So this week's challenge is, obviously we understand that you're not going to have this spray in your downstairs toilet to hand, so we would like to remove negativity for you because that's all that this is about, right? So think about someone who is bringing negative energy into your life and finding a way to deflect that from you. Mm-hmm. Let us know what tools you have used and what you would suggest rather than the spray. Perhaps, side note, mm-hmm. you could delve into some of the boundary work that we've been doing.
Yes, you could.
Removing negativity, standing in what's true for you.
Yes.
Loving it.
Yes. Okay, let's see how everyone gets on with that.
Also, can we have a quick discussion about Challenge of the Week?
Sure.
The listeners aren't telling us how they're doing. They do.
Why are they keeping it so secret?
Yes. Are they not doing it?
Oh, what are we going to do? Give them detention?
I think we're going to have some sort of reward punishment system in place.
Okay, well, let's sit on that.
Please share it with us. We want to know how you're doing, what you're doing, and if you're not doing it, why are you not doing it?
We want the feedback.
We want the feedback.
Feedback, please.
Otherwise, we're going to start to get insecure.
We might, yeah.
We might.
Might have to liberally spray ourselves more with the spray.
But seriously, Challenge of the Week is there to bring us all together as a community and so that you guys can do the hard work with us so that we're not doing it all on our own. And also, you know, for us to encourage you to step into some self-care, really, which is what it's about.
Let us know. Let us know. See how it goes.
So if you're doing it, please let us know what you're doing, when you're doing it, how you're doing it and how you're getting on with it. And if you're not doing it, tell us why you're not doing it. There we go.
Or else.
Or you get a detention. Yeah.
Well, that is our psychic vampire repellent spray week in full. Thank you very, very much for not being in touch about it. And please keep some messages coming in to us and do tell us your thoughts and your experiences on the week's practice and any other practices that you'd like us to try. If you're not into the spray, what do you want us to try? You can email us at hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk or find us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod or find us on YouTube.
Yes.
We are going to take a short break and we will be back here for our wellness news flash.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wellness news flash.
I've got a really good news flash for you.
Come
Lauren.
On.
Brace yourself.
I'm ready.
This is from The Independent.
Right.
The Americans hoping to find a wellness kick through Cambo.
What's Cambo?
I'm going to tell you. In taking the substance, the goal is to purge not only so-called toxins trapped in your body, but also psychological trauma. But can this poison really help you?
What?
It's like you're having a fever or a major allergic reaction, says Julia Allison, 39, now a media strategist for tech companies in San Francisco, recalling her first time taking Cambo, a poisonous substance from an Amazonian frog that is trending as an alt-wellness wonder drug. They call it frog face, Allison says. It kind of looks like a celebrity plastic surgeon went to town on your face, like Kim Kardashian in a funhouse mirror. I'd like to see that. And then suddenly you are unbelievably nauseous. You're basically going from zero to the worst flu of your life within 60 seconds.
Jesus.
Cambo, long used by some indigenous tribes in South America as a sort of rainforest vaccine, is not a recreational drug, just in case you were wondering. You don't trip in the tangerine trees and marmalade skies sense. Instead, you vomit. In taking Cambo, the goal is to purge not only so-called toxins trapped in your body, but also, devotees say, psychological trauma and bad juju in general. It was the worst experience of my life, Allison says, and I can't wait to do it again. I mean, hello, what is wrong with that sentence? Whether in the Amazon forest or a California bungalow, the application of Cambo is similar. Practitioners use a glowing ember to create tiny burns on your shoulder, ankle, or other parts of the body. After wiping away the blisters, they apply a Cambo-treated stick to the raw areas. You're just burning your skin. Just burning your skin.
And then putting poison in the wound.
Yeah, yeah. That's
exactly. Sounds really sensible.
Oh, we're doing it next week. On the US, we're not. On the US West Coast, Cambo ceremonies often come with neo-shamanic overtones. At the ceremony Allison went to in Berkeley, California in February, attendees, after paying approximately, wait for it, Lauren, $150 a piece and following a strict 3-day cleanse of no sugar, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, meat, gluten, and dairy. I don't know what they ate.
What the fuck did they eat?
What did they eat?
Vegetables.
Rice. What did they eat? They lounged on pillows on the floor, wearing loose-fitting clothing next to an altar covered with prayer cards, crystals, and sage, while meditative music filled the room. A soft-spoken medicine woman from Los Angeles named Aluna Lua began the ceremony by blowing a powdered tobacco snuff from the Amazon, known as rapé, up the nostrils of participants. Allison compares it to feeling like you've been pleasantly electrocuted. Is there such a thing? Next came a drop of sananga, an Amazon plant extract, into the eyes.
Oh, what? Sorry?
Yeah, sananga. It basically feels like you're burning your cornea, Alison says, I'm telling you, this is all just bohemian masochism.
This sounds totally illegal.
Then it was time for the cambo, if that wasn't enough. The flood of adverse effects, increased pulse and heart rate, a flushed and swelling face, nausea, diarrhea usually come within minutes, in case you were wondering. The theory is that cambo basically puts the body into a state that is similar to a fever, that febrile state when we're sick that helps us to fight off infections, says Dr. David Rabin, a psychiatrist and neuroscientist in Monterey, California. I feel like cambo is one of those things that gives you superpower immunity. You kind of feel invincible from it. At its peak, subjects can find themselves projectile vomiting into plastic buckets for 15 to 40 minutes or running to the bathroom with gastric distress. After the worst passes, they often peer into their buckets, this is nice, and analyse the colour of the discharge to gauge the treatment's effectiveness.
Oh, for God's sake.
But how do you feel afterwards? You feel invincible and like you have invincible immunity. Collins recalls being sceptical when she first heard about cambo. At first, my science brain thought this was hippie nonsense, she says, but unable to overcome crippling migraines with conventional treatments, she went to a cambo practitioner named Steve Demain in San Pablo, California, 2 years ago. Her cambo treatments with Demain, a former fashion executive in New York, helped, she says. I was up to 3 migraines a month by the time I took cambo. After cambo, they went down to less than 1.
Less, what's less than 1? Half a migraine. That's not a number. 0.5 of a migraine.
That's a very good point. Another of Demain's clients, Andrew Styler, 42, a product developer from Silicon Valley tech giant, used cambo to treat psychological pain. Following a traumatic event a decade ago, he found himself unable to shed a lingering sense of grief despite talk therapy. There always felt like there was something physically stuck, a somatic feeling, Styler says. Every time I went back to this memory, I'd feel the physical sensations, the tight chest, the anxiety, the overwhelmed feelings. But after his first cambo treatment, he says, the grief was gone. The memory is still there, but the emotional weight and attachment that had formed to that memory was no longer overwhelming, he says. I even felt a physical looseness. I was feeling lighter. Health experts advise extreme caution.
No shit.
And say that more rigorous studies are needed. Phew. Many medicines have come from natural products, particularly from places like the Amazon, says Adam Perlman, the director of integrative medicine and health at Mayo Clinic, Florida. But at the moment, I don't think the research into the pharmacology, not to mention the safety, as well as the potential efficacy, is anywhere near what it needs to be before one would advocate using cambo in people. Even Rabin, a champion of psychedelic therapies, including MDMA and ketamine, urges caution. As a doctor, we always focus on do no harm, he adds, which is why he would opt for ketamine. Hello.
What?
Which he says carries fewer health risks over something like cambo, which could hurt or kill you if not used very carefully.
Never mind putting shit in your eyes before you even take this stuff.
I mean,
because that's fine. Oh, and also burning wounds onto your skin, that's also okay.
And then
sticking poison.
And then sticking poison.
Great.
Such warnings, however, have not stopped tulum-trotting coastal influencers from bowing to the powers of the frog. Last year, none of my patients have ever heard of cambo, Raven says. Now I would say 20 to 30% of my patients already know about it. I have a lot of patients who are like, oh, I'm going to do cambo this weekend. Cambo is now included on the menu at ayahuasca retreats in Costa Rica and Mexico as a sort of cleansing appetizer. Appetizer.
Nice.
Appetizer.
Yeah.
The International Association of Cambo Practitioners, I mean, there is an actual association,
yeah.
A non-profit in the Netherlands, has certified more than 400 practitioners since its founding in 2014, according to its website. Is that not worrying?
Terrifying.
And increasingly, practitioners say those curious about cambo are coming from slightly more mainstream places. I get executives from Apple and Google, and then I get people who have been in the rainbow gathering, Demain says, referring to an annual peace and patchouli festival held in wilderness areas. The idea of body shaking, cleanse through projectile vomiting seems like an oddly appropriate response to a toxic year. I mean, hello. Thoughts?
I have one thought and one thought alone. This is the stupidest fucking thing I have ever heard in my life. Dangerous, pointless, and fucking stupid.
And poisonous. I mean, it's like actual poison.
Sort your migraine out with something else. Go and have therapy for your psychological pain. Don't do this.
Okay.
That's it. Like, I didn't want to give it air.
400 practitioners. 400 practitioners in the world are doing this.
Fucking
mental. Don't you think that's really scary?
I think it's mental.
But this is, is this the way that the wellness world is going?
Like, I really hope not.
Just to places that are really, that take you to the absolute edge so that you then...
Do you know what? There's kind of a part of me that feels like if you're actually going to go and do this stuff, it's totally your own fault if it kills you. I have absolutely no sympathy at all.
I feel bad for the people that are living in terrible pain, that are desperate to reduce their pain or reduce their trauma. And then someone comes along and says, you should try Cambo, this will help you. And they are so desperate, they'll try anything. And that's probably how this shit comes about. 400 Jesus practitioners. Right. So you don't want to try it.
Do you know what? I don't fancy it. If you and I do go on a wellness trip to LA, let's not do this.
Okay. I'm up for the wellness trip, but this is one step too far.
Yeah, no thanks.
How's that for a wellness newsflash?
It's a big one.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
It's a big one.
We'd like to know if you would ever try Cambo or have tried it or know anyone that has tried it.
Or know anyone that's died from trying it.
I really hope not. I really hope not. Shall we get on to what we're doing for our own self-care, Laura Mishcon?
Yes, please tell me, what are you up to?
What am I up to? Nothing like new.
Got any new shows you're watching?
Oh, well, I have binged the hell out of Succession.
Oh, you binged and then caught up with the new series?
I'm now up to date and now I have to wait every week.
Loving it?
I binged one and two in a matter of weeks, like
so
2 weeks. It's absolutely fantastic.
So
what I find really interesting about it is that I hate everybody.
Of course, they're totally unlikable characters,
but
all
you're
of them.
Still rooting for them. You're still rooting for them to save this company, even though they are awful and they've done awful, dreadful things. What is that about?
For me, I love it because the writing is so sharp. And there's just some lines
the script
in there
is incredible.
That are fabulous.
Yeah.
And I love it for that. Yeah, they're all vile. That's kind of part of the fun. Also, there was some brilliant articles recently about styling billionaires and all the people who did all the styling on the show and how they went and sat in sort of major corporations and offices and they watched the super rich and studied how they dressed and what they wore so that they could do all the styling for everyone on the show. And my favourite thing was they were debating about what coat Logan Roy should wear. Should it be an overcoat? Should it be a trench? Should it be a winter coat? And then they realised he doesn't need a coat because he goes from an office that is at the perfect climate into a limo or into a helicopter or into a plane and into another place. He's never outside. The temperature is always kept perfect for him. So actually, billionaires don't need coats.
Oh.
And I loved it.
Oh.
And nothing is branded. You'll never see a Gucci label or a Vuitton handbag. Everything is, you know, very expensive but unbranded.
I don't like the styling.
You don't like
it? I don't like the styling. I think they style Shiv so badly. I know that it is intentional how she's styled because she could be...
It's so intentional.
So glamorous and so stylish and she isn't. Mm. She's actually very vanilla.
But they were talking about like the jewellery. So it would only be tiny micro diamonds. You're never going to see big cocktail rings.
No, they've got nothing to prove.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. So it was that was really interesting. I loved reading
I have been listening to a new podcast.
Yes.
I've been listening to The Power Hour.
Yep.
Adrienne Herbert.
Yes.
She is going to come on our show.
She bloody well is.
In the new year.
Yeah.
And she does a great podcast all about decision making and goal setting. It's very motivating. It's very aspirational. It really sort of gives you a kick up the arse that you sometimes need. She's an absolute wellness legend, I think.
She is. And we did her Power Hour for a week.
We did. I didn't love it, actually.
I really loved it. But it kind of fed into how I live anyway, so it wasn't a stretch for me, but I really enjoyed that week.
Anyway, so that's a great show. Yeah. I urge you to check that out if you haven't already.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have done something a bit renegade. I've booked myself a night alone in a hotel. Just me, myself, I, alone, with my laptop, The Real Housewives, probably a burger in bed, and a massage and a swim.
Oh, no, that's not self-care. I don't know what the hell is.
I feel like it's peak self-care.
It is peak self-care.
Thank you. It's only taken me 18 months to get to this point.
Look at your smile, a Cheshire cat.
I'm literally, last night, I sat on my laptop looking at the 6 restaurants in this hotel and choosing what will I have for lunch, what will I have for dinner, because it's just very rare I get to actually choose things for myself.
What time are you going? What time are you coming back?
I'm going literally as early as I can.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to check in till 3.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is...
You can go to the spa.
I think I'm going to book in at the spa really early. I might even go there for like brunch.
Yeah.
And then just go to my room when I can and then leave as late as I possibly can the next day.
Yeah.
I'm milking every minute out of this trip.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Very excited for you.
Can't wait.
Oh, the other thing that I've been doing for my self-care, the ultimate girls trip. Real Housewives.
Yeah, I'm just starting.
They have basically put what they, I figure, I guess, the best of the housewives in all the franchises, and they've put like six of them together. And it is like...
And they go on holiday together. Is that the idea?
They go to Turks and Caicos.
Oh, I'd like to go to Turks and Caicos.
It is absolute mayhem.
They have our podcast in Turks and Caicos. Sometimes we're in the charts there.
Are we?
I always notice it.
That's strange.
I know. Maybe we should go on a trip and do a live show from Turks and Caicos.
I'd love to.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I'd be very happy to.
Okay. We won't take frog poison while we're there.
Oh, I don't think they've got the Amazon there, have they?
No. Not in Turks and Caicos.
So we're good. What have we got coming up on next week's show, Lauren?
Oh, it's a good show next week.
It's a good show.
It's a show called How to Give a Heartfelt Apology. So we've done no apologies. That was 1 week of
This is the over apology. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That.
Yeah,
we've dealt with that.
This is the opposite. So we're now talking about if you need to apologize because you've fucked up big time, how do you give a heartfelt, proper apology?
Yeah. And why it's so good for you, and why it's so important, and why it's so necessary, and why it's good for your self-care.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
We're bringing some very strong mental challenges to this show this month.
Are you very pleased with our own podcast?
Delighted. I'm so delighted with our own show.
Good.
No, but boundaries and how to give a heartfelt apology, these are massive subjects.
They're big subjects.
We are tackling it all.
We are. We're going there.
We're going there. And you might need it for Christmas. Who knows? We're trying to set you up good and proper. Thank you so much for listening. This was our epilogue show. We'll be back on Tuesday with our main show of how to give a heartfelt apology. If you want to be in touch, please do hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk. Come find us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. Thank you so much for joining our YouTube live last night. We had a great time with you guys.
The best time.
We do love doing those. We're going to do another one in January with more giveaways. So make sure you just stay tuned for it all.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.